get an early start on your tomatoes with some season extending tools. We're picking up a few walls of water next on Western Life Radio.
Faster Utah is proactive about school safety. For more information, fasterutah.org.
Spring is fast approaching, and Sportsman's Warehouse shares your passion for hiking, fishing, camping, and hunting. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. Sportsman's Warehouse has the latest in fishing to help you catch the big ones as the ice melts, or get above the inversion with new hiking boots. Their experts combined with a terrific selection truly make Sportsman's Warehouse the great indoors for those that love the great outdoors. Utah born and Utah proud, Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside. Get a jump start on your tomatoes with a wall of water. Alex Grover, with Utah's Best Gardening, brings out the season-extending tools.
I will be going in, getting my wall of waters, and I may even actually set them up. I haven't quite figured out how to plant when they're already installed. And so I may have to put off using them until I've got my tomatoes ready later on, but it's something that you can do. And for the benefit you get, they're relatively cheap. A package of them usually costs, what, $15 to $20 for three? That sounds like a lot until you consider how much it costs to buy a bad-tasting tomato at the supermarket. Getting the soil warm is an issue. Now, we're talking about this, and I have a friend of mine, and he got his wall of waters and tomatoes in on, you know, get this, Groundhog's Day. He's crazy. He's been doing this for, I think, 5 years. And I don't know if I want to do it, but, you know, he does it, and he has a good time with it, and he gets productivity. So who might argue it works for him, right? If you're doing a lot, if you're hoping to sell at a farmer's market, wall water is going to be an expensive way to go, unless you're willing to put in one package a year type thing. So three new wall waters. But even then, it's still a lot of work to get them set up. And so in that case, you can do something like a low tunnel. Again, low tunnels are really great. The daytime temperatures, it keeps those really nice and high. Nighttime temperatures, it's a little bit too big and they have a tendency to dip.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.